Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, real quickly, what is the theme today? I mean, it's a lot of hip-hop for the Chad Hartman Show.
Well, I know you're a hip-hop guy. I like to welcome you in with that when I can. And I saw today, looking back at this day in music, 11 years ago today, Public Enemy became the, I believe, fourth hip-hop act inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Public Enemy.
There's been more since then, so we're going music from hip-hop acts that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Public Enemy, very first hip-hop act I saw in concert. It was Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, and Run-DMC. It was that tour, the Raising Hell tour.
All three in the Rock Hall of Fame.
And the open to my show, the Lake Show, is Shut Them Down from Public Enemy.
Yes.
Public Enemy. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right, look, I don't think that we can go back in time. I just don't think it's possible. What happened for us as kids, I don't see us ever being able to be in a space in this world where people are going to be able to replicate that again. The world's just so different from back in the 70s and the 80s. Columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Laura Yin, right?
Yoon. Laura Yoon.
Laura Yoon. The piece today, parents, let's make a pact to get our kids off their screens and back to real life. I wanted to give my kids a taste of my 80s free-range childhood. Here's how it went. So she talks about giving kids the freedom to roam, the freedom to be kids, to go out and not have a phone attached to them, to get them outdoors, to be unsupervised with their friends. That's the gist of what she says in the column, right? Which I understand. I totally understand that. She doesn't want kids battling over devices and having issues that way. Get them outdoors, have them go to a park with a group of friends and just hang out and have a good time, all right? And be amongst themselves. Be distracted by the people that you're supposed to be enjoying time with. I don't think it's possible. I really don't. I think that it's all fine and dandy to want that for your kids, but you have to be extremely intentional for that to be the case. I don't know how you're going to view it with your daughters, but I'll tell you this. I text a friend of mine, and I asked them, do you allow their daughter to do things with her friends unsupervised? If so, do you tell her to leave her cell phone at home? She texts back. She says, I do let her do things with friends unsupervised, and I make her take her phone with her so I can reach her and track the location. So my response back is, she's never allowed to not have her phone. And I say that we're going to talk about this on there. She says, never. She says, I think it's a great idea to take phones away if they are in the house with friends. That's in the house. So they can focus on each other. But I don't want her to be out and about and me not be able to reach her. LOL. And listen, the reason why I don't think that we're going back to those days is I think that there's a very large part of our population that as much as they, and it's not about not trusting your kids, you're not trusting society. There's so much, like, there's a lot of parents out there, and I don't fault any parent out there, that says, you know what, as much as I want to allow my kid to be, have that type of freedom that I had, there's a lot of bad stuff going on out there. And if something, any small thing or large thing ever happened to my kid that negatively impacted their family, my family, in their life, I could not look in the mirror and live with myself. I think there's a lot of people that view their family that way. And I don't fault them for that.
I get that. And it's worrisome. I mean, it's been since Jacob Wetterling. Yeah, this area has been different. You know, I was young when that happened, and I'm sure my parents changed things. They, you know, did things differently after that happened. You know, a kid can get you know, taken away as he's riding his bike with some buddies and never see him again. That said, I was still at, you know, a certain age, allowed to get on my bike with my brother and a couple buddies that lived down the street and bike up to parks, you know, a mile and a half, 2 miles away. And we did it all the time, all the time. And I would love to be able to be fine with that with my girls when they get old enough. They're, you know, the oldest is still 7 right now, so we're not quite there. But, yeah, I like the point that Yoon made in the column, speaking specifically about getting kids outside and playing, interacting with each other versus screen time.
Yep.
And the point of, look, you know, parents turn to screen time because they're, you know, they don't want their kids to go running around the neighborhood, you know, doing things unsupervised because they're worried about what could happen. Not focusing on what is happening with kids and screen time and social media. You know, not paying attention to, you know, the Surgeon General and every, you know, child psychologist in the country saying this, you know, social media is absolutely destroying our kids mentally.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, and you're 100% right, because see, that's an aspect that has to be factored in and also thrown in there, is that when you we could talk about screen time and we could talk about the social media aspect, but we understand that when talking about that, right, there's so many negative things that come from that,
yeah,
right? There's so many negative interactions and things that really take a toll on our kids' mental health, right, from social media. To get them to get outside with their friends and to be disconnected from phones and to act, the benefits physically of them being active, I'm all for that. But I just don't think that we're ever going back there. And you're talking to somebody or with somebody. My family's been impacted by a kidnapping and me losing a cousin, you know, many, many years ago. And, you know, my family having to go through that, you know, my cousin Mio being taken away. He was left with some people babysitting, whatever. Those people left. We never saw him again. This was like roughly, and I'm ballparking the year, like 82. And then in 1989, us finally realizing what his fate was of him being found dead in an apartment in Florida for so many years. And just, the, you know what I'm saying? So I think that there's a lot of people that just, and like my friend that I was texting with, if their child is unsupervised and they're not near them and they're not by them, you know what? One thing that they're going to have on them, a phone. There's going to be some sort of connection. And even in the article, remember we talked about this, we may not view it as a phone, but an Apple Watch is a device. Yep. We got to factor that
it
in.
Sure, so, is.
It is a device.
It
and
sure
not
is.
Not every kid can afford an Apple Watch, but it's still a unique item.
Maybe you can just put an AirTag in their back pocket or something like that, right? But no, it's difficult, and I'm going to struggle with it. You know, yeah. When I get to what age is the kid you're talking about, your friend's kid?
Her daughter is 13.
13. Okay, so that's, you know, right about the time of, you know, getting close to high school. Do you get a phone?
Got a phone like a year or so ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's, you know, do you get them a phone with able to have all the apps? Do you get them one of the stripped-down phones that can only, you know, communicate, text, call, blah, blah, blah? I'd love to have that. I'd love that for that to be the case. But, yeah, am I going to send them to a park all by themselves?
Yeah.
Without a phone, without a watch or something.
And you just brought up Jacob Wetterling.
I want to.
I still think about that to this day.
Yeah.
Scary.
How can you not?
Yep. 651-461-9226. That is the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line if you'd like to weigh in on this topic. But coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And then also, I want to be a part of a team. Which team specifically? And I know it's the same team that Chad Hartman is on right now. I'll reveal that next year. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.